There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Yes, we are getting moving in the studio this afternoon on Dubai Today. The Dubai Fitness Challenge is well underway, and we know that exercise is good for us, but how much do we really need? How do you start? Where to start? And what is the best thing given your age? I've got with me here in the studio to answer these questions and so much more, Phil Robson, Operations Manager and Head Coach at Switch DXB. Hello and welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Good to have you with us, Christina Gostella, co-founder at NRG Fitness Dubai Marina. Hello.
Hi, Sally. How are you doing?
Good to have you here. Sean Clancy, co-founder, KO8 Fitness. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I really hate you right now, but we'll get to that in just a moment. But I know I'll be thanking you later. Frankie Spencer, founder of XRIG, is also here.
Hi, Sally.
Good to have you. I like that energy in your voice, the boom. Yes, you are here, Frankie. We're all here. Yes, as you can hear, it is a full house in the studio right now, all about fitness, getting in shape, what we need to do and how we should be doing it. If you've got questions for the panel, 4001 or on the Dubai Eye app, or just give us a call in studio. 04423 1010 is the number. Now, Phil, I want to start off with you. You are you've created Switch DXB. What is it and how does it work?
Switch DXB is a tech startup business that engages with the community to find ways that they can live better. So everyone sort of like searches for something that might they might want to try, that might be nutritional ways, it might be sports science, it might actually be going out and doing a boot camp, it might be going and doing yoga. They just don't know where to go and find it. So what Switch does is they goes around and we find these providers of those services or facilities or experts like the professionals we have in studio today. And what we do is make video content about them, and using our technology, people will be able to view them, search for them, and then book and pay for those services directly.
It makes it good. It's a good idea because, honestly, you know, sometimes when you are on a fitness journey, you don't really know where to start, as you say. And there are so many people out there who, you know, there is a gym or there is a nutritionist or there is a whatever. But it's like, where do you start? And so do you go to those providers and you vet them and you understand where they come from and what they're doing and that their business is a good one to be involved with?
Yes, I personally go and visit people. I've created Switch DXB Club, where the whole team that work with Switch, we go every Wednesday evening and we go and participate in these facilities or services. And we make a video content and we do what we say on the tin. So we're actually going out there and doing things every week differently so that our workforce understand there's different ways that they can go and live better themselves. What we did with Switch 360 in January, we got four residents of Dubai, and we took them around for 12 weeks showcasing them these things. They did a different thing every day, but the whole purpose was for them to learn about themselves first, so they got some understanding, education. They then implemented all those learnings to make them live better, and at the end it was so they could sustain it for the rest of their lives.
What's great is that we actually last week we just had Debbie Rogers in, the editor of Foodie Mag, and she was going on about it. She was feeling fantastic, she was looking fantastic, and she just loved being part of the experience.
Yeah, well, with Debbie, for example, when we first met her, she was very shy, very inward, she's quite emotional, I'm sure she'll admit that one. And but she just gave everything. She went, you know what, I've tried everything over my years of trying to stay healthy, and she just wanted to try anything and everything to see what worked for her. And because she gave everything into it, she actually got more out of it. So she found that, you know, she didn't do boxing before, but she went on a boxing session. Now she does her own boxing sessions every Saturday morning. She didn't know what boot camp was, but now she goes and does boot camps. She didn't like yoga at all, no matter how many times we did it. But at the end of the 12-week program, she goes, that's one of the things I need to do more of because it helps me relax, meditate, and also helps my flexibility. So we believe, like with Debbie, with Kevin, Amanda, and Natalie, all the four participants, that we showed them ways that they could go and implement things that help them live better for the rest of their lives rather than just a 4-week program, a 12-week program. So I believe what Switch does by aggregating the providers such as we have in the studios today is find these brilliant people and brilliant places in Dubai and go and show the community how they can utilize their services.
It sounds fantastic. It's Switch DXB is the app that can help you do that?
Yep, we are going to launch later this year, early next year. And at the moment, we're just meeting more providers, see who wants to come on our application, but also work with Switch DXB through the club or any way they see that will benefit the community.
There is nothing better than trying something new that you've never done before. So that's really exciting. Thank you so much, Phil. I want to come to you, Christina, and ask you about, well, all of you, in fact, Christina, Sean, and Frankie. How much exercise should everybody be doing? It's the big question. You've already got questions coming in on 4001. We'll get to those in just a sec. Bob, yours is here about the X-Rig. Abdul has texted in about HIIT workouts, high intensity interval training. We'll get to that. That's been made famous by the body coach, I think it's fair to say. We'll get to those questions in just a sec. But how much exercise should we be doing?
I would say, Sally, given this month, you do have to do 30 minutes every day for 30 days, right? So this is the Dubai Fitness Challenge. That's an easy answer. In general, it is really about just making something consistent. So it's not about doing marathons or, you know, you can do short training and it can be a group, it can be on your own, but people never have time and they always say that they don't have time. Everybody has the same 24 hours in a day. It's what we do. If everybody has some time, if it's at lunch, if it's in the morning, you can make something consistent, and that is where you're going to actually benefit from activity.
Frankie?
Yeah, also with that, it's about you have a start line, and what you must do every week is set goals to improve that. There's far too many people just doing the same level intensity, same workouts, and then you won't see much progression. So it doesn't matter what it is to start. It's start somewhere, monitor it, and better yourself every week.
Mm. Because it's incredible. I mean, there's research now to say that just an hour a week of exercise can make a massive difference to things like mental health, you know, just how you feel in general and how you function every day. Sean, we'll come to you now, but you just had me doing an unbelievable KO8 workout just outside the studio doors here, and you can get onto Facebook and get onto Instagram and now social media to see me doing that. I was doing 5 minutes, let's be fair, and that was full on. I mean, you know, I've got to build up my fitness because I had a foot operation. It's taken me quite some time to get my fitness back up. But that was incredible. I mean, that was 5 minutes. And it's kind of like a... Describe what the KO8 is first.
What the KO8 is... the KO8 is a very, very functional and versatile piece of equipment where you can use your body weight, you can use resistance bands, and it has a number of different settings. So that allows you to access and perform, you know, hundreds of different exercises in a very confined space, and you can take it anywhere. So it's super portable, and like you've just experienced, you know, you can do it in, you can set it up and you can be on your way into a workout within seconds.
Our reporter Danny was saying it's like the calisthenics, and it's true. I remember my mum having the same kind of ropey things and whatever, and she stuck it on the door. But this is a whole other ball game. Let's just be very, very clear. You know, this is proper resistance training. You almost don't need a gym, really, if you use something like that, because you're using your body weight and it's really challenging.
That's right. And I think, you know, the fitness industry, it requires a lot of different things, and there's people that have different preferences. Some people don't like to work out in a gym. Some people like to work out in the comfort of their own home, or some people like to be outdoors. And that's the great thing about, you know, being over here in Dubai. You have the weather, so you can actually take it, your KO8, and go absolutely anywhere with it. But as I say, what's important, and just going back to what you said, it's actually just making a start and getting moving. And that's why the initiative of the Dubai Fitness Challenge, you know, it's such a great thing to really inspire people to get moving. 30 minutes a day is great, but even if you can only fit 10 minutes in a day, I'm sure you'll agree that you can find it tough. You can get the heart rate all the way up. And
even if you can hit 5 minutes, do it.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I mean, that's a question that I want to get to after the break. But is it just as effective to do, say, 5-minute workouts 6 times a day? Is it as effective as doing a half an hour workout all in one go? That's one question that I'll be putting to the guys here. It's Dubai Today with me, Sally Musa, on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Dubai Today.
We're back with our fitness panel this afternoon, including Christina Gostella, Sean Clancy, and Frankie Spencer. Now, we left off by talking about how many minutes of exercise we should be doing a day. 30 is a good number to start. If you can't do 30, start with 5. Start with whatever you can do. But the question that I started putting to you guys was, is 5 minutes 6 times a day the same as doing a half hour block of exercise, or do you have to do it all together?
Well, it depends on how you fill that time, basically. Now, there's different methods of training. You know, you can go with steady state cardio, for example. Someone might go for a half an hour run, but then somebody might do a Tabata style workout, which you work for less time and you have a little bit of rest in between each set, so your actual work time can be reduced significantly, but you're still going to be working at a much more intense heart rate. So what I would always advise is to mix it up and to make sure that you experience different types of training, because your body is a clever, clever system. It will learn, it will adapt, and quite quickly, your development and your progress may plateau. So that's why I would always advise, try training in different ways, and that will always shock the system. That's the main thing. If your body gets used to something and does it a number of times, then your progress will slow down.
Now, Frankie, we've got a question from Bob. You are, of course, the founder of the X-Rig. And Bob says, hi, I've heard that the X-Rig is being used by the U.S. Marine Corps. How many people can use it at a boot camp? And how do I go about purchasing one here in the UAE? Now, first of all, explain to us what an X-Rig is.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for the question, Bob. X-Rig is basically a portable gym. It comes in 3 bags and it is, as I said, 1-man portable, and you can get 9 guys on it at once doing pull-ups, dips, wall balls, and other calisthenic type exercises. You can also attach your suspension trainers to it too, and another number exercises like, say, battle ropes as well. So X-Rig is a steel pyramid. It's 9 pieces. It is assembled in 2 minutes and disassembled in 1 minute. I've just finished a tour of the UK and USA. I had Royal Marines give it the thumbs up. I then went over to California to Camp Pendleton. And there they also gave it the thumbs up. I've also now got one on trial with the Navy SEALs, thanks to my old colleagues and contacts back in the day.
Because you yourself, you're an ex-British Commando training instructor, so you know what you're talking about.
I've got 21 years as a coach. I've got the busiest boot camp here in Dubai at TK MMA. Going back to the X-Rig, if you want to purchase one, you can go on Instagram, X-Rig Fit. I have many images and videos on there of how to assemble. And whether it's a one-man system for a high-intense athlete, or whether it's for a boot camp for multi-level people, up to 24 people at once on a circuit, it's a great focal feature for that too.
That will be linked into our Dubai Today blog as well. So go to our Dubai Today page on Dubai Eye 103.8.com. That's where you find it. Abdul has texted in with a question saying, hi Sally, I'm following a HIIT cardio and muscle training program from muscleandstrength.com. Can you advise if it's reputable? How would I know if a program is good for me? I'm not sure that we can advise on a specific website or a specific provider, but it's a good question to have. HIIT being high intensity interval training workouts. Let's talk about those first. Are they a good idea? Because some of these are like, 15 minutes and you're done, but you've done a full workout. So is it a good idea to do these? Christina.
It is. It's all about the effort that you put in at the end of the day. HIIT training is all about getting your heart rate up to that 90% maximum heart rate. And it is about the rest periods in between. So you do have those intervals where you are going all out, but you need to rest because it's the small rests in between that allow you to max out in the next session. Now, whether that be a 45-minute HIIT training or a 10 or 20-minute, as long as you're pushing your body to that level, you're putting yourself in the anaerobic zone, you're gaining the benefits, you're getting that calorie burning machine running 24 hours later. And I mean, let's be honest, who has time to sit on a treadmill or go for runs all the time? We just don't. So it is a great way to train. And there's many methods. You can do it on a bike. We have HIIT training on a bike in Energy Fitness. It's called Sprint. There are programs that you can do HIIT using boxing, using the KO8. There are so many ways of finding that intensity in a short time.
Yeah, I just want to shed some light here. For years, everybody's asked, what is the best workout? Well, the fact is this. All workouts of all styles are beneficial. If for you, in order to make yourself a better athlete and look better and perform better, try as many different styles. So that means pure strength training, means body weight strength training, it means short intense cardio. All of them work. Don't try and think that there's only one answer, that all of them are beneficial. So the more you try, the more you get benefits from.
Because that is, of course, that's one of the biggest questions. Which one is the best workout to do? But, I mean, from what I have heard is that, you know, doing a HIIT workout, because you are reaching that, you know, a really high intensity level, it is more effective than, say, going for a walk for an hour or something like that.
Yeah, it's definitely going to increase your heart rate more so than going for a walk, but exercising has to be enjoyable as well. So you also have to consider, if you hate to run, if treadmill is just not your thing, then there's other ways of, you know, getting your workout in. And as Frankie said there, and it is the best advice, try a bit of everything, you know, see what works for you, and also see what puts a smile on your face at the end of the day. It's sometimes it's tough enough to motivate yourself to do a workout. It will give you that extra chance if it is enjoyable as well.
5x5 is the best training program. What's a 5x5? Anybody know what that is?
That is a more inclined to strength, building strength. 5x5 means you're going to do 5 repetitions and you're going to do 5 sets. Now, typically, if you wanted to build muscle, hypertrophy, then you can go for a higher volume of repetition. So without getting too scientific, the more you do will help that. People will experience like a burning sensation in the muscle. Mm. Now, when you go 5x5, you're not doing as many repetitions and you're supposed to lift heavier because you're not hitting that amount. So it is a way of building strength rather than, you know, building muscle.
But I want to come to asking you guys about the best exercise at different age groups, and we're told as well that you should be lifting more weights as you get older. Why is that a good idea? We're going to be discussing all of that next with me, Sally Moussa, on Dubai Today on Dubai Eye 103.8.
This is Dubai Today.
Talking health, talking fitness with a full house today in the studio. Phil Robson, Operations Manager and head coach at Switch DXB. Christina Costella, co-founder at Energy Fitness Dubai Marina. Sean Clancy, co-founder of KO8 Fitness. And Frankie Spencer, the founder of the X-Rig. Okay, so let me put this to you guys. When you get older, it kind of gets more difficult to get fit, to keep the weight down. What is going on in our bodies? You know, is it more difficult? Is it just in our heads as we get older? What's going on there, and what's the best way to approach it? Frankie.
Okay. First of all, scientifically, yes, as you get older, your metabolism slows down, testosterone lowers, etc., etc. Also, lifestyle, especially if you have a family, you know, you got less time to train, and then there's stress, whether from work or whatever other issues are going on in your life. So yes, it looks like it's a downhill stretch from, say, 40 onwards. However, you have to work your way around it. I'm 43, lots going on in my life, but you know what, no excuses. get yourself in the gym, go for a walk, do something.
Do you need to take a different approach as you get older to the whole getting fit and losing weight and everything? Do you have to try harder at dieting? What is it? Phil?
Yeah, what I discovered about myself was I was been training for years, more or less the same way. So it was like, let's do chest, back and abs, right? The normal stuff that you, the workouts you do in the gym. What I decided was to research about nutritional ways of benefiting, staying fit and healthy, and obviously losing weight. So, like, it might be weird for a man to say this, but water retention was a big thing for me. So, drinking lots of water to flush out the bad nutrients in your body was making me feel bloaty and overweight. And when I looked in the mirror, my morphosis that I saw didn't suit the vision that I wanted for my body. So I did a bit of research and I tried things like, for example, I did Go Organic and I cleansed for 3 days, which got rid of 3 to 5 kg of body fat in 3 days. It detoxified me, and so I made my body feel clean and healthy. My skin was better. And then I thought, well, how can I go on a sustainable nutritional plan? So I did some research and I checked out keto, and that's what I'm on now, which is high fat, no more than 20 grams of carbs per day, and medium protein. I posted some stuff on social media. A lot of people said, oh, well done for trying things, see how it goes. A lot of people came with bad negative comments. But you do what you do for you, and you try and discover what suits you. And I find that I only have to have one major meal a day and the rest is snacks. And from that meal, I get so much energy that I can train twice a day if I wanted. Sometimes I do. But when I go and do my exercise, mainly in the evenings, I do a HIIT session using weights and cardio and then go for a run after that. So for I find I have more energy through this diet. My shape is better. I've lost the body fat. I can see my six pack now, and at 51, I think it's suited for me. And that's what I would advise anyone to do. Do research about yourself. Don't take negative comments from other people. It's about what you want. Have a look at your lifestyle. As Frankie said, there is stress. So that's financial, that's environmental. Anything type of stress that causes you, why is it causing you stress? And then make those changes for you. And if you are a family man or a woman, and you need to talk to your partner about how you can do this together or benefit each other. So one will go look after the kids, or let's go and do a family exercise activity together.
You look fantastic for 51, by the way. Thank you brilliant. Very much. But Christina, I want to ask you as well, bring you into this. In terms of when you get women coming to you and saying, oh, well, I need to lose weight or whatever, and is it a different approach for women in terms of losing weight and getting fit?
Generally, Sally, we've gone through the decade of everyone wanted to be a Kate Moss skinny, and now it's all about strong. So strong is the new skinny. People want more of an athletic build, that nice booty, those curves in the right place. I do think, and if you can go on Instagram and see that the ideal fitness image now is very much more. It's not, but it's lean and it's and there are curves. So when women want, I mean, there are even surgical ways to get those curves these days in those places. I mean, you could just go and squat, but hey, if there is something that is definitely a focus with women and losing weight, is that they actually want to shape their body. Now, there's no way to actually shape your body without doing strength training. That is what's going to actually shape the muscles and give you that tone that you're looking for. Fat loss in general is, dieting is only going to allow you to do that, but it won't sculpt your body.
It kind of speaks a little bit to Gwen's question. She's asking, hi, is EMS training effective for muscle building? What's EMS, first of all, and is it effective for muscle building? Yeah, Phil?
EMS, electromuscle stimulation. So it's like, I'm obviously going to show my age again here, but like Slender Tone TV adverts where you used to put the electronic six pack and watch a movie.
The little patch.
I probably went to school with your mum. yeah, so it, You've got a lot of those businesses operating here in Dubai. We as Switch DXB have gone out there and tried those, and we've actually enjoyed it, and it is intense. But you can set the stimulation of the muscle intensity to suit you as an individual, depending what functional exercise you're going to do. I personally have used an EMS bodysuit with strength training. So when I'm doing a Smith's machine squat or a Smith's machine chest press, I've worn that EMS suit, which has stimulated my muscle fibers. Now, I'm not lifting 100 kgs when I'm doing that, which is what I would normally do without it. I've gone down to 45 kg because the intensity is harder, but it makes the muscle fibers in the tissue really contract. And that gives you that strength.
Mm. Okay. We've got a question here from Julie saying, the military have been instrumental in functional fitness. Have your guests ever served? Yes, we've got two here who have. And if so, how has this helped them? Frankie and Phil, who wants to take this one? Frankie.
Well, to be totally honest, military and fitness in the military is very brutal. So, and a lot of it's heavy endurance marches. So, there's calisthenics involved for strength, upper body strength, but the most of military fitness is heavy marches. That means 40 kilos on your back for about a couple of hours. So that actually is detrimental for the long term, isn't it? Let's be honest. So it helps you with motivation and discipline, totally. It's in our blood. But, the injuries that we have to try and overcome, it's difficult. But again, no excuses. Work your way around the problem.
I want to start asking you guys a little bit about kids and fitness. Now, how is there a point when there is too much exercise for kids? You get with social media now, young kids are looking at these images of people who are fit, who go to the gym, and saying at younger and younger ages, I want to do that. I want to go to the gym and I want to be weightlifting. And, is this a good idea for kids, for those kids who want to do it, or for parents who are wondering, is this going to be a good thing for my child?
Well, I've noticed a lot more recently. I've got a 2-year-old son, and so it's what to do in Dubai with children. Those are often the articles I'll read. And it's interesting to see how many children, it's directed at children, but it's almost like what adults would usually do. For example, I'm seeing more and more kids' boot camps and where they'll go through a series of exercises. And obviously, it's one thing trying to keep a bunch of kids engaged. I've worked with children for many years, and you've got to try to really ramp up the engaging and the fun elements for kids. But you can, you can get them active, and you can get them to strengthen areas and keep their mobility, which is what a lot of us lose as we get older. Now, if people wondering what mobility actually is and how we lose it, it's, when we go off to school and we're sitting at desks for the majority of so many hours, and then even in adulthood it's longer and longer, and it goes from desk to car, to sofa in some cases. And I think with kids, if you can put them into something like gymnastics or a martial art, that will ingrain these movement patterns in their neurologically, and those type of kids, as they go older, they don't lose that mobility. You see how their body will move, the flexibility that they've got,
better agility.
Fantastic. So as a parent, I'll most certainly be putting my child towards being very active, and if I can get them in some element of that martial art or gymnastics, that will ingrain those movement patterns into him, which he'll benefit from as he gets older.
What about weights, Frankie, for kids? What do you think about that?
Yeah, it's a big controversial topic, but it's about intensity. The only dangers in fitness are the intense ones, and nothing is more intense than gymnastics. And there's a lot of heavy strength involved, and there's a lot of high impact. So you got to take this with a pinch of salt. As long as you got good coaching, admittedly, I wouldn't put a 40 kilo weight on a child's back and trying to do squats. But you've got to think about actually what they're physically doing here, and nothing is more intense than gymnastics, and we say that's okay. So why wouldn't be pushing a lever be okay? Mm. So a bit of common sense and good coaching, and you should be okay.
We've got a full fitness panel here with us in the studio on Dubai Today with me, Sally Musa on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Dubai Today.
Last few moments with our fitness panel, which includes Phil Robson of Switch DXB, Christina Gostella of Energy Fitness, Sean Clancy of KO8, and Frankie Spencer, founder of the X-Rig. Now, questions coming in for you guys. Rehan asking, the best exercise for fat burning and toning the body. Is cardio enough, Frankie?
No. Is the answer. There are many, many benefits to strength training to get lean. There are benefits to cardio training to get lean. But you need the right balance. For example, if you're just a typical 10K runner and all of you do is run, you are actually lowering your testosterone. Okay? Another thing, when you do cardio, you're burning calories. When you stop doing cardio, you stop burning calories. When you do strength training, you're burning calories, and for probably 24 to 48 hours after, for the body to repair itself, you raise your resting metabolic rate. So people get obsessed by, hey, how many calories did I burn in 1 hour? There's another 23 hours in a day. So by doing strength training, you can raise your resting metabolic rate, which means, yes, when you're sat down, you're lying down, you're sleeping, you can still be burning calories. So that sounds like then, from that strength training is better. But, yes, we all know you need to do your bits of cardio. So you find your balance. You ask yourself, how much cardio am I doing? How much strength am I doing? And try and increase them on a weekly basis.
It just kind of really speaks to the question of, can you have too much of a good thing? Is there such a thing as too much exercise?
Okay, so good question. People ask me, can I train 6 times a week? Can I try and train 10 times a week? You can train how many times a week if you are sleeping enough to recover and your nutrition is enough to provide you to do that much training. So overtraining doesn't mean you're really cool and you train 3 times a day. Overtraining means you're not sleeping and eating enough fuel in the body for that amount of training. And yes, you will crash. So if after a new regime, after a couple of weeks, you start feeling a bit down and unmotivated, you overdid it. You didn't sleep enough, you didn't eat enough.
There's a balance, really important. Yes. Yeah. Particularly with sleep, we don't think about it so much that there's actually a really important connection between sleep and exercise, but you've got to be making sure that you get enough sleep as well. Bill asks, what's the panel's take on bodybuilding supplements? Who wants to take this one?
I'll go again.
Frankie?
Yeah. Okay, I used to sell supplements for a fantastic company in the UK. I won't name them, I'm not allowed to name them. And I studied a lot and I sold a lot. And basically, there's a lot of supplements out there that are full of a lot of sugar and a lot of chemicals. And a lot of false statements too, especially the fat burning side. Okay, so we've got to pin down which supplements for which things. Okay, so there's the industry of fat burners, and most of that stuff is rubbish, okay, or it's detrimental, like it's an appetite suppressant, which is not a good thing. So they all go down roads of a temporary fix but not a good long-term balance. Okay, protein powders, back in the 80s, they were just full of sugar, all this weight gain stuff, and there's so many big guys with these big arms and a big belly, so what's the point, right? Another big issue is toxicity. Okay, and there's far too many ingredients in a lot of these supplements also that is also detrimental to the bigger picture. So there's a lot of issues that have to be finally adjusted here, and what exactly you're taking it for. So you need to speak to a supplement a guy knows what he's talking about, okay, because you could be taking some stuff that could actually in the bigger picture make it for the worse. Okay.
Sean?
I think on that as well, a lot of people have a bit of a misconception and they rush to get supplements. Now, there's no better way to fuel your body than turn to whole foods. And, you know, the more you can avoid processed foods, the better. If you're looking organic, like what Phil touched on before, you know, the results he had were marvelous. And he felt that not only looking from the outside in, but he felt it within himself, and that is the first thing I would always advise. And the key and the clue is in the name, supplements. A supplement is to supplement a healthy, balanced diet. So for the first thing to do, go and target healthy whole foods that are going to give your body what it needs. Now sometimes people again, talking on misconceptions, when people want to lose fat or diet, they starve themselves, they don't eat. I'm on a diet, I need to go on holiday, I can't eat today, or, you know, I've had this. And what they actually don't realise is your body, if you don't feed it, your body kicks into survival mode. All of these different mechanisms that our bodies have had since the ages of humanity, they're there to protect us. So if your body's not getting fed, it will actually hold on to fat and retain fat because it thinks it's in survival mode. It doesn't actually know that you're just trying to lose weight for a holiday. So it's people have, as I say, if you're trying to lose weight, don't just stop eating. You need to eat. You need to eat healthy whole foods and supplement your diet if that's something that you need to do. But as Frankie said, be careful and, you know, go to those credible providers.
We just don't have enough time for you guys. It's been an incredible discussion, but Mike has asked the question, where can we get the KO8? We're going to have a link to Sean's website where you can get the KO8. Sean Clancy is the co-founder of KO8 Fitness, so thank you so much for that. But a quick question to you, Frankie. Big Bad Bob is asking, can we get to see or use the X-Rig free over the fitness challenge period? Is there somewhere where people can get on an X-Rig if they haven't done so already?
Thank you for the question, Big Bad Bob. Okay, yes, there certainly is. This weekend, from 8 a.m. till 1 p.m, I shall be at Albash upon Park, thanks to Switch DXB for the Breast Cancer Festival. Then from 1 p.m. till 8 p.m, I'll be at Kite Beach for the Dubai Tourism Initiative Dubai Fitness Challenge 30x30. Next weekend I'll be with those guys again at Skydive Dubai. The following weekend I'll be at Burj Park.
And plenty of opportunities. Yeah, so make sure you get on our Dubai Today or page on DubaiEye1038.com. The details will be there on how to follow Frankie and, in fact, all our guests today. So we've got Phil Robson, Operations Manager and Head Coach at Switch DXB, Christina Gostella, co-founder at Energy Fitness Dubai Marina, Sean Clancy, co-founder KO8 Fitness, and Frankie Spencer, founder of the X-Rig. Thank you so much, everyone. Amazing discussion.
Thank you very much.
Next time we'll have you on, but for a longer discussion.
Looking forward to it.
Yes. This is Dubai Today with me, Sally Musa, on Dubai Eye 103.8.
This is Dubai Today.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.